All sewn up with bad tattoos, all bit up, nothing to lose.
Everybody. Well, on the road again. I just couldn't wait to be on the road again. It's morning. I always feel like I need to explain when it's doing this in the morning because I don't know. I don't feel right. My mind does not feel right. But maybe you don't even notice the difference of the morning or the car. Maybe I should just stop specifying that that's what's going on. We just finished, one of our nation's greatest birthdays, the 4th of July. I don't know. Are you guys into the 4th of July? I'm not a big 4th of July. I like all the things that go with 4th of July, which is what makes it funny. This is going to be tough because I'm going to have to try hard to not make my voice crack. I like all the things that go with the 4th of July. I like barbecuing. I like sitting around. Fireworks are fun, or they're supposed to be. Last night I was out walking. There was these people doing fireworks in their front yard, and they had a fountain shooting off sparks, you know, and they looked like they were in the world's best strobe light show or something like that. And through the strobe of the fireworks, I could see they couldn't have looked more bored. They looked so bored just sitting there watching these fireworks, which to me is like, all right, well, maybe fireworks not for you, huh? Maybe that's not your thing, not your number one activity or something. But what do I know? I'm not going to tell someone else not to do fireworks. I'm going to suggest that they shouldn't if they're that fucking bored with it. But I'm not going to, you know, run in and kick over the fountain and be like, you guys get the hell out of here. But, you know, I think 4th of July is tough because it's summer. I'm having a... Summer is not Pete's season. Summer is sweat, and summer is warmth, and... Oof. God. Also, I feel like half the world, including adults, has the summer off on some level. I mean, I'm driving right now, and there's this person who's going 10 to 15 below the limit, and it's not just like some old fool. It's just a normal person. Like, I feel like everyone's just kind of... You know, get there when I get there in the summer, which bothers me because it's like, listen, the rest of us still got stuff to do. You know, why don't you do nothing on your own time, goddammit? But yeah, I don't know. I 4th of July seems like I should enjoy it, but it's also on a Wednesday this year, which is horseshit. I don't think any holiday should be on a Wednesday. I mean, Thanksgiving kind of pulls it off on a Thursday. And maybe, I feel like they were trying with Thanksgiving. They were trying to say, you know what? Maybe if we do Thursday, everyone will get Friday off. I don't think it really worked. You know, most of us still go back to work on Friday. And in fact, it's turned it into a complete and utter hell for people who work in retail and whatnot. But I appreciate the effort. I feel like they were really trying to shoot for a four-day weekend there. You know, so that's something. I don't think that's a complete waste. I don't really know why in school you got off, you know, you'd go like Monday, Tuesday, and then you'd have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off. Like, what's a kid doing? Prepping a bunch of, you know, oh, I'm making dumplings. No, you're just sitting there watching cartoons, and your parents are like, well, guess we're doing that thing where we just leave you home all day. You know. Promise not to do anything that would make you die. Okay, bye. I don't know. It should be switched, right? You should be getting all this time off as an adult. That's when you need it. That's like a three-day weekend. What's so great is, you know, on the one day, like Saturday, let's say, you could do all your laundry and whatever crap you need to do. And then it's like, then the weekend starts. Then you still have a full weekend. You know? Three-day weekend is the way to go. Need to work that out somehow. Oh, I was at the gymnasium. Saw a really dumb show. So, I'm assuming everyone's familiar with the idea of a secret shopper. This is somebody who, you know, I would hire you to secret shop, and you would go into a business and basically just pretend to be a normal customer, but be evaluating everything that's going on. You know what I mean? Kind of looking at everything and saying, like, okay, this works, this doesn't work, you know, this made me happy, this guy was an asshole, etc. And what, you know, what I really hated about it was this show. I mean, so they went, it was these two ladies, and they went to a bar. You know, they were secret shopping a bar. Which, you know, what does this bar owner want? You know, I don't understand. What's the, because the, so then the bartender that was criticized, I thought unfairly. First, they criticized him because he was giving away free drinks. Which, I mean, isn't that, I feel like a bartender, I mean, the real work of bartending, everyone's like, oh my god, well, you have to mix this and that, and it's like, okay, but generally you get asked for, like, 10 things, and then you can always, if someone's like, oh, can you make a Girl Scout cookie, you could just say, no, I don't know what that is, sorry, or just Google it on your, I mean, your phone must have a thing that tells you any kind of drink, right? So you could easily just have an iPad sitting there and just say, oh, I can make that because I know how to mix these things into a big thing. So, I mean, that's not the real work. The real work is creating a party atmosphere, right? A drinking atmosphere. Or, you know, if your bar is not a party so much as a forget about your life atmosphere, then you create that atmosphere. I mean, that's your job, I would say. It's kind of like, I don't know. I don't even know what an analogy is. If you work at Toys R Us, it's not like your job is to put toys on the shelves. It's to make people buy toys, right? And putting toys on the shelf is how you do it. I don't know how Toys R Us works. I've not been in there for a long time. What do they even have in there anymore? I mean, are kids still playing with action figures and stuff like that? That's what I played with. Seems like we've evolved beyond action figures. I can't imagine that I would be real into action figures if I had Angry Birds or whatever kids have, but maybe I would. I don't know. I was pretty into them as a kid, that's for damn sure. Although I don't know why it took them, you know, well, my entire life it still hadn't worked it out where it's like, can you make their feet a little bigger and weighted so that they don't just tip over? Because you're trying to play with them. God forbid you try and play with an action figure on the carpet. You know, it's just, they're so top-heavy, and you can't pose them, and it's like, oh, Spider-Man's in the middle of fighting the lizard, and then he just sort of tips over. And the lizard could never really stand up, because he has a tail, so he's just kind of always reclined on his tail. You know what I mean? The only action figure I ever had that I remember was easy to stand up was the Kingpin, because he was, like, just basically a big refrigerator, and his legs didn't move, they didn't have any articulation points. I mean, all that moved was his arms, and that was only at the shoulder. You know, I guess they were really trying to point out, like, this guy is pretty much just a brick. And his accessory, he came with a cane. You know, and it had, like, a diamond at the top or something, like a ridiculously sized diamond. But not, I mean, not a cool, that's how into action figures I was. I was like, well, I'll get the Kingpin. Because, you know, he'll do office scenario stuff. So I need a guy to do that. I can't just have the Shocker sitting in the office doing the Kingpin stuff. That would be, it would ruin the whole illusion for me. You know, even though then you get the Kingpin figure and you're like, he can't even sit in a chair if he wanted to. Yeah, I don't know. The action figures too, like the accessories and stuff, were always a big deal. And then I was that kid who lost them immediately. Like sometimes I'd go to a kid's house and he'd have an action figure that I had, and I was always amazed that he had all the stuff that goes with it still to that day, you know? It's like, how did you not lose this? I even had a Wolverine, and it made, you know, he said like three phrases, and it was really convenient because the way that worked is he had a gigantic backpack the size of his whole body, and he would put it on, and you could push these buttons, you know, and it would say, like, I got claws, I could use them. You know, they weren't even useful phrases. I mean, it would have been more useful if he'd said something like, yes, no, maybe, or just, oh, yeah, or I don't know, something like that. I mean, that I could create a situation for, I think. you know, at least that way when your other figures are like, hey, Wolverine, are you ready to fight Magneto? He could be like, oh, yeah. Not, I got claws, I could use them. And the other thing was it had these three phrases, but they were clearly done by three different voice actors. You know what I mean? They couldn't even get one guy to do three phrases. I don't know where they came up with these phrases. And, oh, one of the buttons, too, was just like, not even him talking. It was the sound, I suppose, of his claws hitting against something made of metal. You know, so it was like, ting, ting, ting. Which, again, pretty limited. I mean, all that's going to be is some guy fucking, you know, hitting against a metal door or something? I mean, how useful is that shit? Yeah, I don't know. They could have probably done a better job of picking more, you know, universal, let's say, phrases for this man to use. Can't even remember how we got to talking about that. Kids playing. Oh, yeah, yeah. So, bartender. So, bartender being secret shopped. So the first thing they criticized this guy for was giving out free drinks, which is insane. Because isn't that, I mean, I think that's probably, you should build that into your bar's budget, right? A few free drinks here and there, I would think. I don't really know a lot about running a business. But, you know, if you're buying a bottle of whiskey and it's $13, and you're selling the shots for, let's say, $4 to $6, I mean, it's pretty easy to make your money back, right? You could easily give out a lot and still break even. So I don't know, maybe they should just be a little less greedy or something. Maybe they should, you know, I don't know. I would hate to criticize a bartender because it's like, oh, he's giving out free drinks. That's kind of bullshit. Secondly, they criticized him because they felt like he was giving away too many drinks to a tiny lady. You know, that he was, it's like, oh my God. She would be annihilated. Now, they were secret shoppers, you know, so what they did is they were like, oh, well, what I do is I put a thing in my purse and just pour out all the drinks, because we're not allowed to be drunk when we're secret shopping, you know what I mean? Which is total bullshit, because here's the thing, you're going to a bar, so the point is to have drinks, and if you're not having drinks, how are you really secret shopping the bar? It'd be like, oh, I was secret shopping a restaurant, I just wanted to see what it was like, but I didn't want to be influenced by actually eating the food. So I simply line a purse with plastic and dump all the food out into my purse. That's insane. That doesn't work at all. You know, if I was the restaurant owner, I'd be furious. Again, I'm going like 10 below and somebody's just sort of tapping the brakes for me. This is horrible. Still hitting the brakes. I don't understand what this person's doing. So anyway, I kind of object to that because I do feel like, hey, they should engage in the activity that's being done at the place they're secret shopping, right? I mean, you should sort of surrender yourself to the activity if you're really going to evaluate the, because it's supposed to be fun, and if it's like, well, he gave us enough drinks and he was nice enough that it made it fun, that's a win. If the next day you're like, I'd go back, that's a win. So that seemed like an inappropriate technique to me. Cheating a little bit. Throwing the game off. You know, and then, you know, overall, so they eventually decide, like, oh, this guy's the worst bartender of all time and kind of just an evil man in general. So, you know, they show his stats or whatever, and it's like he only made $2 off of what should have been $120 of profit, you know. Which, again, who cares? I don't really feel that bad for people. I don't know. I mean, I would think as an owner of a bar, you should just be better at evaluating. And plus, I mean, okay, what's the alternative? I go into a bar and the bartender's just like, I don't really give away drinks. I don't really do this or that. You know, I don't really chat with people. I mean, you just come to expect it. And it reminded me of, so when I was probably 16 or something, I applied to be a secret shopper. There was an ad, you know, when I was probably 16 or 17, you know, I'd always be looking in the paper for jobs. Because, you know, at that point, I'd had all the shitty jobs, like, you know, the McDonald's and the dishwashing and the Pizza Hut and all that. So I was always kind of looking for something where I was like, well, that might not be so bad. And there was once one for secret shopping. And I thought, I could do that, right? As a 16-year-old boy, I bet I'd have some really helpful input on how to run their business, you know? And so what I did, too, because I think the whole thing is a scam, though. I don't think there's a lot of secret shopping going on. Because, I mean, it's the easiest thing in the world. And then I can't imagine how the secret shopping company or whatever they are can really evaluate whether you've actually been to the place, you know? How would they even know? So I decided, you know, since I'm so smart, I was like, here's what I'll do. I'm just going to secret shop, quote unquote, places that I've worked, you know, because then it'll seem like, oh, my God, this kid has so much inside knowledge. How did he get so deep into the thing here? This is probably, he may be one of our greatest secret shoppers of our times. How we can't not hire him? Because the thing is, it's a scam because you have to do two secret shoppings before they hire you. You know, you turn in two reports. Which made me suspect, and it's like of anywhere, they don't even specify. Which made me suspect that it's all a scam, because then what they do is just turn in that report to, you know, the place that you did it for, and then whatever. And then they're like, we'll secret shop you again for money. You know, so I'm not big into working for free. Especially, you know, I'm secret shopping, I mean, though I may have had a talent for it, who knows? I don't think it's a passion of mine. I wouldn't go that far to say that. So I made up fake reports for the barbecue place where I wash dishes and a McDonald's, you know, which I'm sure that's a company that really gives a fuck about secret shopping. You know what I mean? I mean, if I was secret shopping a McDonald's, it would read like you know, a condensed Stephen King novel. I mean, the one I worked at, it was like, oh yeah, bums showering in the sink filled with dirt and grime, you know, and urine odor coming from the ball pit constantly, and just on and on and on. You know, and there, other McDonald's, I'll never forget. I was in San Francisco and needed a bathroom and saw a McDonald's and thought, all right, well, they don't seem to turn away a lot of people at that place, so that'll be good. And I was right. They don't seem to turn a lot of people. And, you know, I just came face to face with a urinal spattered in blood. I mean, how do you even quantify that in a secret shopper report? You know what I mean? Urinal covered in blood beyond acceptable measures. I mean, it was pretty bad. So, you know, I'm sure that I gave a really thorough and engaging, electrifying report on these wonderful establishments that, you know, piqued the curiosity of both the company and the larger corporate world. But, yeah, you know, didn't work out. Turns out they did not hire me to be a secret shopper. Which is probably for the best. I mean, I would have gotten hooked on the action. That's the problem. I'm such an action junkie, I don't think I could have stopped doing it. You know, and eventually you want to settle down and have a family, and my wife would probably be like, I don't want you out there. I don't want to watch you go through that door and wonder if you're coming home tonight, you know? Wonder if, wait for that phone call where I have to go down and identify your corpse. All that. It's probably for the best. I didn't secret shop. I mean, that was one of many really bad ideas I had for work as a young man. I went once to the Salvation Army where, you know, around Christmas they dress people in Santa suits and they ring a bell for money. And it's always like degenerates, you know? So I kind of thought about it and was like, these people are all scumbags. So they'll hire me for sure, right? A clean-cut looking dude just hanging out. I mean, they'll probably see me and be like, oh, let's give him all of our money. But then, honest to God, so they're like, everyone just come to the office on this day and we'll interview you, which I think is just, can you stand up upright and ring a bell? It doesn't even have to be rhythmic. you know, and even if you're just some frightening, that's okay. So I, honest to God, I went to the office. I'm sitting in there looking around at the other people there, and they were all just like, you know, crazy looking bums. I mean, scary. And you're like, these people aren't going to get other jobs. So then I left because I don't, I felt like if I got the job, I was stealing it from a bum. And if I didn't get the job, that's the worst blow an ego could ever have, right? They're like, ah, listen, we're going to hire this guy who doesn't even know where he is to do our bell stuff. So if you could just work somewhere else, that would be super. So let's just switch gears here. So it's summer. And summer is the time of, you know, sports, sporting men to engage in sports activities. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about sports, as I tend to do, because, you know, I'm pretty big sport. That's the thing. I'm not a sports guy. I'm not good at any sports whatsoever. You know, like, my sports history is pretty bad. I mean, when I was a little kid, I played soccer, because that's just what little kids do, I think, is play soccer. You know, that's the first thing that, you know, you kind of just have to do because your parents decide. But I didn't like soccer. I mean, it was just basically, to me, when you're bad at soccer, soccer is just running. And there's, you know, a ball amongst the running, but there's not a lot. You know, I didn't have techniques of, I had no even chance to score a goal. You know, that was not going to happen. I mean, the best I would hope for is, to me, an accomplishment was if I passed the ball to a guy who passed it to a guy who scored. That, I, you know, I was kind of upset that that's not a stat. An assist to an assist, or I don't know what that's called, but I felt like that should be a stat that they were keeping for me. So, you know, to me it was just running. And so really I would just try and stand still most of the time. I mean, conserving my energy or something. And, they, you know, they would assign you like an area of the field that you were responsible for, I guess. But, you know, being a kid and just not a sports guy, I didn't really understand. If the ball was not in my area, I, you know, I was like, well, I guess I'm doing my job, or, you know, I'm not necessary here. This is fine. You know, that's like kind of a, and also, so in the league they had here in town, the way it worked was, you know, there were, you'd get this shirt and it was reversible, one side red, one side blue. So, you know, one week you'd show up and maybe you were blue team, and one week you'd show up and you were red team. And there was a schedule that, you know, told this, and of course I'd, you know, probably crumpled that up and threw it in the lake or something. So every week I would just show up, and, you know, I had no idea if I was going to be a red team or a blue team. And so 9 times out of 10, even though you'd think it'd be 5 times out of 10, just statistically, or maybe I would just decide to show up in red or blue, I'd show up in the wrong shirt. And then you have to just change shirts, you know, in the park as a little kid. And it's, that felt barbaric to me. Like, I'll just get shirtless in the park before we play this game. I don't know. I didn't like that. I didn't like just being topless in the park as a boy. That didn't sit well with me. You know, I guess I was a sensitive child. I don't know. But that, it's just not the good way to start off a Saturday sports event of taking off my shirt as a kid, switching it around in the gazebo. And I was never really sure, I mean, as a kid, I was never sure if that was an acceptable thing to just do in the open. Like, now I would say, all right, this is probably fine. Or if I saw a kid doing that, I wouldn't think, oh, whoa, you know. But for whatever reason, when I was a young kid, it was like I might as well have just taken my dick out or something, you know? Like, this isn't okay. You can't just do this on the fields. But, you know, soccer, I was not successful. There were a couple times, too, where, you know, I remember in practice, my shoe would fly off because I didn't tie my shoes at all. I didn't know how to tie a shoe. So, you know, I would tie it once and it would just stay on. So they were very loose and it just flew off my foot when I would go to kick the ball. So not only did I miss kicking the ball, which would have stopped the shoe, but also my shoe went flying off. So then you're in one shoe and one bare sock. And everyone's looking at you like, what are you doing? You should be in the... If shoe tying is not something you have down, I don't think you're ready for soccer. You know? I don't think that's your sport. Sports is not... You should probably have the basic life skills before you can engage in sports. I mean, you should know how to put the shoes on before you do that, right? I mean, you wouldn't get in the boxing ring and say, I've never worn these gloves before, but okay, well, let's see what happens. Yeah, soccer didn't work. I did some t-ball. T-ball is... It's kind of, to me, makes me wonder, like, is this an early introduction to the psychology of baseball, which makes it so difficult? Because you would think hitting a ball off a tee, I mean, the ball is just sitting there at the optimum height. You would think it would be really easy, right? But all the time, I mean, you know, you'd get strikes. You'd hit the tee and it would just fall off, all that kind of stuff. You know, and I didn't even know at the time, I don't think... You know, I think T-ball is so unadvanced that you play on a team, but your team is both outfield and at bat at the same time. I mean, you all just play. It's like just playing around. It's like the movie The Sandlot, except not fun or with a good soundtrack. Or one kid who's really good. I mean, I think we were all shit. So T-ball was fine. I just don't, you know... I don't know what possessed... you know, my mom to say, you should probably do T-ball. And, you know, the way this will work is basically once a week I'll have to remind you that T-ball is a thing and that you are going to it. You know, she's going to have to... I wouldn't say she dragged me to it, like, kicking and screaming and I didn't want to go. But it was certainly 100% on her shoulders to remember. If she didn't remember, I wasn't going to remember. Months later, I would have been like, hey, what happened to T-ball? Are we still doing that? What happened? It's kind of like, you know, I have this frequent recurring dream where I'm in college and, you know, I've been taking a math class or I've been signed up for a math class that I've not attended ever. And now it's the end of the semester and I have to pass it somehow. It'd be like that. It'd be the real life version of that. You know, so I played T-ball. That was dumb, but I mean, it's just kids running around. It's fine. And then, pitching machine was the next step. For some reason, I guess they didn't want kids to pitch or something. I don't know, or that's too much to ask. So you go to this thing and they have a machine. It's like being at the batting cage, basically, except your coach feeds the ball in, and you did play other teams. I thought that was really weird, though, because, you know, as a coach, how do you know? I mean, do they have some kind of formula? Do they decide what? Because the pitching machine could throw different sort of pitches, I guess, in a way. You know, like you go to the batting cage and sometimes it's a strike and sometimes not. Or different speeds or something. I don't know. So I don't know why my coach, you know, it's like, just throw it right down the center, man. I probably won't hit it anyway, so let's do that. I don't really remember a lot of it other than that. And, you know, we did sliding practice where they got cardboard boxes that you were supposed to slide on. Which didn't, you know, I was like, well, this is awesome, except are we going to slide on cardboard boxes? Is that a part of the baseball field that I'm not aware of up to this point? No? Okay, well, maybe we shouldn't do that. I mean, I'm a believer in practicing in the environment in which the skill is going to be used, you know? That seems like the way to go, to me. I don't know. Again, not a professional pitching machine baseball coach, but an experiencer of this thing. You know, and I mean, that was... I'm trying to think... Oh, I did play inline hockey, too, which... I don't know. I mean, it didn't take me very long to figure out that I was really just into skating around. Like, the hockey part was really secondary for me. And I had a left-handed hockey stick, which didn't help. I thought I could bend it back my own way, but... could not. Because, you know, I just went to the store and just got a hockey stick. I was like, well, they're all the fucking same, right? Piece of wood with a piece of plastic on the end, but it turns out they've got a curve to them. So, you know, and sometimes I would try and bend it back, and some days I'd be like, yeah, I'll just play left-handed. Can't be that much worse, right? But, yeah, I don't know. Inline hockey. Anything with a team is hard for me, I think. Because I don't know. I don't know which I like worse. Relying on someone else to catch a ball or being relied on to catch a ball. I mean, they're both kind of bad situations for me and the other person to be in, really. You know, volleyball. When I played rec volleyball, I think that was one of the biggest problems. And you know what the thing is with volleyball, too? Is people get upset because, you know, you'll say, I got it, and then they'll say, I got it at the same time, and so you'll let them get it, but they're letting you get it, and then it just hits the floor. And then you're just like, yeah. Listen, I am not good at volleyball, okay? Or, you know, it'll come to you, and then you know that everyone's very nervous about you hitting it back over. They're watching the ball descend towards you, thinking, oh, shit. You know, I just wanted to be, I didn't need to make the big plays. I just wanted to be a player where people didn't panic when the ball came towards me or be like, let's try and avoid getting it to him if that's possible. Or, you know, diving in front of me to get something that I was not going to get. I mean, if I could have just avoided those situations, that would have been enough volleyball skill for me. But, I didn't get there. It's okay. I quit. I mean, part of the importance of sports is recognizing your limitations, right? That's some of the game. Some of being a skilled sportsman is knowing your limits. So here's what I did, though. Because I think there's got to be a sport out there for me, right? I'm in reasonable condition. I mean, now's the time. So what I did is, in true macho sports fashion, I looked up the sports options in the New York Public Library desk reference to go through and see maybe which sport I might be suited for best. So let's take a look at some of these options. Number one is baseball. So we've discussed that already. I mean, I'm not... You know, I couldn't even handle pitching machine. I don't know how I would handle if there was an actual guy out there. Plus, it sure seems a lot further, everything, than when I was a kid. I mean, the bases seem awfully far apart. Also, baseball to me feels like a sport that's kind of a sport, but then it's also got these weird rituals built into it, you know? I mean, like beards and hats and all that stuff, but... Stuff like, you get a new baseball glove and it's like you put it in a jar with a bunch of shit and wrap a rubber bands around it. Or, you know, you put a baseball in it and then you have to run it over with your dad's car and all that. I mean, there's just a lot. Baseball to me seems like a sport like fishing. Where doing the actual thing doesn't really take that long. But you really build an entire life out of all this peripheral stuff. You know, like fishing. I mean, you go fishing. How long are you going to be out there? You know, but it's like, oh, well, you got to drive somewhere. That's 2 hours. You got to buy worms to murder. That's another little bit of time. You talk to the guy at the fucking bait shop. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Your line gets tangled and you got to get this fancy pliers to cut it. I mean, you know, it could be a stick with a string on it or it could be an entire life. You know, big bass fishing, all that shit. So anyway, I don't think I have the time to commit to baseball, and I don't think I would like a jar of weird liquids and a baseball glove just sitting around. I don't have the time or the space for baseball, I'm afraid. Let's see, next is, basketball. I'm good. Basketball, I mean, you know, I played basketball in school and stuff and played horse and all that. I just suck at basketball wholesale. I don't think I could improve enough to make that, you know, be a thing where it's like someone says, you want to go one-on-one? And I would have the confidence to say, yeah, I could probably do that. You know, I'm not good at any of the required skills whatsoever. Plus, I don't know. I don't like the outfits, I'll tell you that. I don't like those tank tops they wear and then the longest shorts of all time. I don't even know why they're wearing shorts, really. If you're going to wear that long and baggy of shorts, what's the point? They'd probably be as, you know, in smart khakis, they'd probably be equally out of the way or whatever. Lots of bad tattoos in basketball, too. I don't like the look a lot of those tattoos these guys have. They seem to be... I don't know. Basketball players seem to have just discovered tattoos in the last few years, I feel like, which is disappointing because, I don't know. They don't need tattoos. I don't know. I don't think basketball, I don't think of them as like badass people, but they seem to think that they're badass. So that's not going to work for me. What's next on here? Bowling. So I guess New York Public I guess it's alphabetical, huh? As about to get real critical about, so bowling is the third biggest sport, but it's just alphabetical. I mean, bowling's not a sport, right? We can all agree with that. You know, the appeal of bowling, I guess, is I like the bowling alley. I like the noises. I like the snack machines. And, you know, I wouldn't have to, I mean, you could probably drink. I would imagine they're drinking, right? But, you know, and eating Doritos, I don't think anyone's going to stop you. What's the difference? I do feel like, too, there's room in bowling for sort of unorthodox, Rocky-esque training. You know what I mean? Where they'd have you doing weird shit to try and get ready for a big bowling match or whatever, a bowling time. I don't know. There's something scummy about bowling, though. Like, if you look at the movies about bowling, like Kingpin and Big Lebowski, it's kind of a scummy thing, which isn't a criticism. I feel like I, you know, on the spectrum, sort of faint towards scumbag most of the time. So really, I should probably trying to do something that elevates me away from scumbag as opposed to propels me in that direction further. That doesn't seem like the best plan for me. Next, we have football. I mean, again, it seems a little late for me to be getting into football now. You know, I feel like I'd be behind. And also, I mean, if you're an adult, but you're not a football player, what football options do you have, you know? I don't feel like I could just join. I don't see people just playing football in the park. I mean, they do, but then they're not tackling each other. I don't really know how that works. You know, or the flag. I guess I could play flag football, but that seems pointless to me. I don't understand because, okay, you're in a football game. You've got your offensive line and your defensive line, right? And, you know, they hut-hut hike or whatever they do and give the ball to the quarterback. And then it's like the defensive line, you know, basically physically holds back the offensive line, and the offensive line tries to run over the defensive line or around and tackle the quarterback. So how does that work in flag football? I mean, can you still push people? You just can't tackle them? You can just shove or something? I mean, what's the point? It seems like it could just be two-on-two football or something like that at that point. I don't understand. It just seems to be sort of taking an awful lot of the sport out of the sport to me. You know, it'd be like if it was basketball and you couldn't do layups or something. And that's probably my only sports analogy that I'll ever come up with, so I hope you enjoyed that. It's like basketball without the layups. It's just not the same. There you go. All right. Next. What do we got next here? Ah. Golf. Yeah. No, I don't think so. I mean, I played some golf in high school because, you know, my PE was tennis, bowling, and golf. But, you know, I purposely picked that because it seemed like the least of a sport, really. So I don't know that it's a... Is that a sport? Again, like bowling, I mean, it's more of a game, isn't it? I would just consider it a game because, all right, let's say basketball. I think if I was loaded, my skills would go down or my hustle would certainly be reduced significantly, you know, pretty quickly. But bowling, and golf, I don't know that I would be worse if I was loaded. I might be better because I wouldn't be so self-conscious of what was going on the whole time, you know? I could just relax and fucking hit the golf ball around. Or, you know, I don't know. I don't know what they use as their, you know, oh, let's go hit around the old white ping pong ball that's heavier with dents in it, with acne scars. Yeah, I don't think golf is... I mean, there's nothing about golf that speaks to me in any way. I don't like wearing hats, really. I don't like polo shirts. You know, the outfit altogether, each piece individually is not really my thing. I feel like they wear those sunglasses like cops wear that look like they're very technical or something. Like, maybe they would look okay for an Iron Man type of guy, but for me, it looks silly. You know, it looks like I'm preparing to do something that I'm not equipped to do at all, emotionally or physically. You know, guys who think they're badass, but you can tell they aren't because they're wearing very silly sunglasses. Oh, ice hockey. I mean, I don't know. Ice hockey, I just feel like ice hockey should be played in a place where there's more ice. Like, there's a frozen pond. I mean, if you don't have the option to play on a frozen pond, what are you doing playing ice hockey? You know, why is that a thing where you are? I don't know. That one, too, is, I mean, way too much shit. It takes a fucking hour to put on all that crap. You know, even inline hockey was horrible. You had to put on, you know, your skates and shin guards and knee guards and elbow and wrist and gloves and helmet and, you know, and then sometimes a face guard and a mouth guard and a chest protector. And there's just, like, any part of your body, you're just encased. It's like you look like the guy from the beginning of the fucking Hurt Locker. Like, you're going to go disarm a bomb. And it's like, hey, listen, I don't really want to get hit in the eye by this plastic ball, but I don't think I'm going to die. I think I'm relatively safe here. You know, I don't know. Ice hockey, too, is a weirdly, I don't know. I mean, you know, the other appeal of baseball to me is it seems like you could play another baseball team, but you're all so far apart all the time that you don't really have to hate them or pretend. You know, this is like what I don't like about Ultimate Fighting, right? They have a little thing at the beginning where it's like, these two men are these guys. You know, one's named Ralph and one named Steve. Steve fucking hates Ralph. And then it'll show Steve being like, I think Ralph's a piece of shit. I think he's probably an embarrassment to this sport as a whole. I mean, I don't even know why I'm fighting him because there's really no point. I'm just going to destroy him. Yeah, I mean, that's Ralph. And then it shows Ralph and he's like, fucking hate Steve. I would have sex with Steve's mom. Like, they just make all this stuff up to make it seem like a big deal, which is weird because, I mean, Ultimate Fighting is just punching and all that stuff and, you know, kicking and grabbing people hard. So why, I mean, I guess I didn't really anticipate that fans of Ultimate Fighting are really like, well, I'd like to know more about the emotional motivation of these characters, these men. It's not enough just to have them fight. They need to have a motivation of sorts for me to really get involved in this. So, you know, hockey, though, I feel like they have real rivalries and grudges and all that stuff, and I can't keep track of that. I wouldn't remember. I'd be like, which guy hit our guy last time? 31? Okay. The one with the weird foreign name? Great. With a bunch of extra letters that you don't say? Okay. Well, sure. I don't know. Tennis is next. I did tennis lessons when I was a kid because I don't know. I mean, that's a horrible sport to take lessons in as a kid, I think. It's just so much involved. The score is crazy, and the there's game sets and matches, and there's all this stuff going on. I mean, what I do like is there aren't a lot of accessories, really. I mean, you could, but mostly it's a tennis racket, right? But, I don't know, it's a lot to remember. What's going on? I don't like the judges in their little lifeguard chairs either. I don't think that's very cool. I don't know. Just not tennis is not my game. I mean, it's a very skill and agility and speed game, and those are things I do not have in spades, hearts, or clubs or diamonds. I got none of that stuff. I think I'd be horrible at it. I like tennis balls. I like getting those cans and you open them and it's like, ksh. I mean, I'm sure there's a reason. I don't know why it's so vital that those be pressurized, but fine. I don't know. It's a nice little, adds a little ceremony to the whole thing, which I appreciate. I mean, probably other sports could do that too. I don't like that a baseball is just wrapped in plastic. That seems savage, you know, and like they don't really care. Let's see, volleyball. Well, we've already discussed volleyball quite a bit. I mean, that's just not my sport, obviously, for many reasons. And, you know, I don't know. It seems to be good if you're tall. I'm not really tall. It seems to be played on the beach. I don't like the beach. You know. Also, you know, I blame volleyball. I don't know why everyone's so into these volleyball, beach volleyball ladies. I mean, they're hot, I guess, but it's like, well, they're playing fucking volleyball. I mean, that's just, I don't know. Just Google image search hot babe bikini. I mean, you can see all of this all the time if that's what you want. You could just go to the beach. I don't know why they have to play volleyball for my enjoyment. That's not really a component that makes me excited. It's just the outfits, right? I don't know. I feel like they're kind of milking that a little bit, too. I don't think those bikinis need to be quite that small. Maybe they do. I mean, you know, I've clearly pointed out I'm not an expert in volleyball, so maybe there's something I'm not doing that they're doing that, you know, would necessitate these tiny bikinis. But again, I think if I showed up to rec volleyball in one of those bikinis, there'd be some upset, you know, words exchanged amongst everybody there. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no. No volleyball. That's not happening. Next we have Olympic Games, just in general. Yeah, I mean, that's clearly, I guess there's probably some weird sport that, you know, maybe I'd be good at. I mean, maybe it's like, oh, it turns out you're good at rowing or archery or something like that. But, I mean, I'm not, that's every sport really, right? Olympic Games, that's just every sport and activity kind of jammed into one thing. So I don't know. It's got to be weird to be in the Olympics, too, because you're training your ass off and you sort of have this regular life, except you're so focused. I don't know. And to have a thing to do once every 4 years is not going to work for me. That's too far away to really treat as an acceptable goal. I don't think I'm in for the long run here. Oh, and then we've got board games and card games. So it's almost like New York Public Library desk reference knew who was going to be looking in here for sports, and at the end they put board games and card games as like, still didn't find what you're looking for? Maybe you're more suited to something that you do in a folding chair. Maybe that's more your thing, your speed. You know, we went through this sport thing, we tried it, you know, A for effort, but not for you. So, you know, here's some card games and, you know, Monopoly. Everyone's got a talent. Well, that was a pretty unsuccessful finding of a sport, wasn't it? Just kind of me talking about sports. But hey, I tried. Did that for you guys, you know? If anyone's got a rec team going that they want to, you know, ask me to be on so I can awkwardly say no, let me know. You know, and I can try and convince you that I'm not good at sports, and you can say, no, you're fine, and then I can be like, no, no, you don't understand. It's not going to work. It's a bad idea. So I can, you know, it's fun for me. I can convince you how terrible I am at sports and really just point out a lot of my bad qualities all in one stretch. That's a great way for me to spend an afternoon. Well, I'm getting to my destination here, so I guess this is where we say goodbye. Thanks again for listening. Hope everyone had a safe and productive 4th of July. Hope you did all your America stuff. And we'll see you next week. Goodbye. I got torn up knees and calloused feet.